everyone. What a glorious day we have to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? Amen. It is so awesome to see all of you. We want to make a special welcome to our guests today. We have several guests with us, and we are just delighted that you're worshiping with us today. Please stop by. If this is your first time visit, we have a gift for you at our welcome table in the back, so please make sure you get that. And if everyone would please register your attendance on the flap that's inside your bulletin. There's a little flap there that you can register your attendance on one side, make a reservation for Wednesday night supper, and on the other side you can put your prayer concerns, and then you just tear that off, place that in the offering, and then we will have all of that information and take care of that for you. If you'll take, I hear all the tearing. Isn't that good? Isn't that good? Well, how many of you have already had your pictures made for our new directory? Oh, okay. I have to put my hand down because I didn't have mine made. But I'll get there, I promise. Today was the last day, however. Today's the day. So if you haven't had your picture made for the new directory, please go after worship and get your picture made. We don't want to leave you out. You'll notice this week the things that are coming up. We have our Seven Paths study and Cub Scouts and the Women's Book Group, which I hear is going really well. And Wednesday night we're having chicken bacon ranch pasta. Now some of you are probably going, I've never had chicken bacon ranch pasta. Say that fast three times. But I can tell you that my husband is the one making it, and I've had it, and it is incredible. You don't want to miss it. It is delicious. Delicious. Anybody like bacon? Yeah. It's got bacon. Real bacon. So it'll be delicious. So I hope you'll come and participate with that. Next Saturday is the Old Chipley Town Fair, and I need persons to help me to pass out water bottles with our labels on them and to pass out information about our church. So if you are interested in doing that, if you can come for an hour on Saturday, if you'll just shoot me a text or an email and say, Liza, I can help you from 9 to 10, I can help you from 10 to 11, or wherever, that would be awesome. So please, please help us, help Gail and the invite team and myself as we go and spread the good news of God in the community of, I started to say Chipley, of Pine Mountain. But it used to be Chipley, so we could say that, right? All right. Youth will be tonight. Youth parents, we are in need of meals for our youth, so if you have not signed up, please see Michael tonight. He's not with us this morning, but he will be here tonight for youth. I think those are all the announcements that I have at this time. Let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come and feed us this morning with your Spirit. Holy Spirit, come and receive our worship. May it be pleasing in your sight, and may it bring you joy as we share in music, word, song, and all that we do during this time together. For we ask it in Christ's holy name. Amen. If you would please stand together and join me in the call to worship. Who is wise and understanding among us?
Those who seek wisdom and understanding each and every day.
Those who delight in God and meditate on God's law.
Let us come learn more about the wisdom from above.
A wisdom that yields a harvest of righteousness.
O God, your
wisdom is more than precious jewels. Our opening hymn is "And Are We Yet Alive?" Number 553. Family of God, what do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Remain standing for the reading of the Gospel from Mark, reading Mark 9, starting at verse 30. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were, because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and servant of all. He took a little child whom he placed among them. Taking the child in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. And if the children will come forward, I'd like a word with you. Good morning, boys and girls. You'll notice the prayer concerns that are listed in your bulletin. The update I have on Jack's story is that they have tried a new procedure that apparently is working to pull the fluid out of his lung, and so there's a hope that he might actually get to come home this week. So please continue to keep Jack and Ann in your prayers, as well as all those who are listed on our prayer concerns. Let's go to God in prayer. Almighty God and Father, we give you thanks for this beautiful and glorious day that you've given us. God, we thank you for love. We thank you for children. We thank you for each other. But most of all, we thank you for Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. As we come together today, God, we lift to you those who are suffering illness. We ask you to give them a special blessing. For those who have lost loved ones, especially the Johnson family. For those who are homeless and lost and lonely, we pray. We pray for the one whom no one else is praying and the one who doesn't think they need you at all. God, we lift to you our nation, our church family, our church universal. We lift to you our military, and we lift to you each other. Help us, O God, to hear your wisdom, to hear your grace, and to always be ever ready to do your will. For we ask it in the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If our ushers and acolytes will come to receive this morning's offering. Acolytes. Sophie. Let us pray. Oh God, all that we have and all that we are is because of your love and your grace. Receive these gifts, Lord. Bless the giver and bless the gift so that it might be multiplied and used according to your will and for the glory of the growth of your kingdom here on earth. For we ask it in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Oh,
Please be seated. You can go sit down. Thank you, girls. Would you pray with me? Holy and awesome God, thank you for your holy word that leads us and guides us and keeps us on the right path, the right journey, and always helps us to grow more like you. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and minds be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. How many of you have ever seen the movie The Wizard of Oz? Maybe it'd be better if I said, who has not seen The Wizard of Oz? Because if you haven't seen The Wizard of Oz, even if you're young, you've seen The Wizard of Oz, surely. When I was a kid, that was my favorite movie, and nobody in my family would watch it with me because they were tired of watching it. And so I would have to watch it by myself, and I sat like this when the Wicked Witch came on, or those flying monkeys. I did not like them. Basically, it's about a girl in Kansas who decides she's going to run away from home, and she does, and realizes that it's really not any greener on the other side, and comes back home. There's a storm. Her house goes up in the air, and she winds up in Oz. The land of Oz. She kills the Wicked Witch by accident and is given what color shoes? Who can tell me?
Ruby red.
Ruby red. That's right. Ruby red shoes. And she meets, or she's told to go and look for the wizard to help her go home. And she has friends with her, Scarecrow and Tin Man, and who? The Cowardly Lion. And, of course, the Scarecrow. Did I say him? And then she has a little dog, Toto. Remember the little dog, Toto? I'll get you, my pretty. The little dog, Toto. Well, at the end of the movie, I'm going to burst it for you if you haven't heard it. She gets the broom of the Wicked Witch. They kill the Wicked Witch. And she comes back to the wizard, and you know the wizard is this pounding voice that's whoa, and it's just loud. And Toto, a little dog, mind you, goes over and pulls the curtain. And what's behind the curtain? The wizard. And he's just a short little man, isn't he? He's nothing big deal, right? He's not that big a deal. And the wizard, there he stands, and he has fooled everyone by his big, booming voice. We're going to talk about wisdom today in James chapter 3, verses 13 through 4, 3, and verses 7 and 8. We're going to hear about two schools of wisdom. Join me in your Bibles if you have them, and hear the word of God for us. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness, born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable and gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. And then chapter 4, those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and you do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. And then verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Wisdom. What is wisdom? Well, by the dictionary that I looked at, wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment, the quality of being wise. There's a difference between wisdom and knowledge, isn't there? Knowledge is really about the facts and ideas that we acquire through study and research and investigation and observation or experience, where wisdom is the ability to discern and judge which aspects of that knowledge are true, right, lasting, and applicable to your life. James tackles two schools of wisdom, God's wisdom and the world's wisdom. Remember now that James is speaking to the Christian Jews in the diaspora. That means they have spread out in the land. He wants to make clear to them that they need godly wisdom and not worldly wisdom. James wants them and us to understand true submission to God. We are to make peace, not war. That word, submission, we don't like that word, do we? Wives, you must submit to your husband. I don't like that word. Husbands, you're to love your wives more than anything. I like that word. But submission really is not necessarily giving up your will. It's more of receiving or giving in to loving somebody else with agape love, isn't it? Submission. God wants us to submit to God's leading and God's understanding of the world in which we live and God's help with our faith and all that we do in this world. God's wisdom is pure, peaceful, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, and has no partiality or hypocrisy. James calls us to have these qualities: wisdom with gentleness, contentment, soul commitment, and submission to God. Now we've already talked about two words that we struggle with: submission and commitment, because we do have an issue with that, don't we? Y'all are being very quiet. I like that. God wants to help us to have the power to overcome evil in our lives. In the two schools of wisdom, which will we follow? God's or the world's? That's our choice. That's up to you and I, isn't it? When we allow worldly pleasures and worldly norms to influence our faith in our walk with Christ, we are turning away from God's wisdom and relying on the wisdom of the world. How many of you have a brain? That's a good question, right? I have a good brain. God gave me this brain. And do you know why? Because God gave me this brain so that I could make decisions and use my brain to think about them. There's a fire right here. My brain tells me that that fire's hot. And I'm not going to touch it. Okay? But if I didn't have a brain, I wouldn't know that. And so I do. When we allow worldly pleasures and worldly norms to influence our faith and our walk with Christ, we're turning away from God's wisdom and relying on the wisdom of the world. I repeat that because I think that's part of our issue, is the world beyond us. You know, we come to church to learn about God, don't we? We come to church to worship God. Sometimes we come to church because we want to see our friends, and that's not a bad thing. Sometimes we come to church because we think if we can check that off, then we are true Christians. I went to church today. I put my money in the plate. I'm a Christian. I used to know a young man who's now with our Lord. His name was Mike. Mike was a character. He was so cool and relaxed. He loved to sing. He loved to live life to the fullest. And Mike was telling me one day, he said, "Liza, you know, I thought that I was a really strong Christian because I went to church every Sunday and I sat in my pew and I put money in the plate." He said, "But then I went on a youth retreat with the youth." And he said, "I realized on that youth retreat through the music and the words that were said that I was cold and clammy because I wasn't living up to God's full potential for me." And he said, "That's where I became a true Christian." And Mike lived it every day of his life from that moment forward. We have the opportunity to choose God's wisdom. We have things in our word, this word, God's word, that help us. We have the Ten Commandments. We also have in Luke where Jesus says, "You shall love the Lord your God with what? All your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as what? Yourself." We have the knowledge by God's holy word, the teachings of Jesus, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. But having knowledge and not using it is not smart, is it? James calls us to use the knowledge of God and godly wisdom instead of worldly wisdom. When we allow our morals, our beliefs, and our behavior to be mandated by our society, we are not using the knowledge God gave us. We're not being wise in God's wisdom, but allowing the world to lead us into temptation. And our relationship with God is compromised by the world in which we live. James's exposition on wisdom pulls back the curtain on the world's wisdom and exposes it for what it really is. Wisdom based upon a consensus of people who convince everyone else that they are right. Well, why are you here today? Is it because somebody convinced you that you need to know Jesus and that you need to be here at this church? Or is it because of your relationship with God? You see, that's getting down to the nitty-gritty. Right? If we are dependent on the consensus of others in our sphere of influence, that means the people we hang out with. My mama used to say, "You hang out with garbage, you become garbage." She did. And I don't know where that came from. It's not on the page. Okay, Mama, I hear you.
Wisdom.
Right? Wisdom. Wisdom. If we are expecting someone else to tell us, "Oh, you need to come to church because we have a good preacher," or "We need to come to church because we have an amazing choir," or "You need to come to our church because we have an amazing music director," or "You need to come to our church because we have a lot of fun at our church." You see, church is not necessarily supposed to be fun. Preaching is not necessarily supposed to be entertaining, but we're so accustomed to being entertained that if I don't throw a joke in there every so often, you all look dead for one thing, but for another, you're like, well, she's boring. Are you with me? We have to make a decision based on the Word of God and our relationship with God. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm one of the world's worst sinners, okay? I like soap operas. I guess I could do My Name is Liza, and I like The Young and the Restless. I do. I've been watching it for probably 40 years, maybe longer. I keep forgetting I'm 60. It's a stupid show. It makes absolutely no sense. But you know what? When I sit down to watch it, I forget about the real world out here, and I go into make-believe land. Who likes Harry Potter? Who likes all those wild, crazy shows that are like sci-fi? And I can't even think of one of them right now. You see, we go to the... What?
Sharknado?
I don't even know what that is. Shark tornadoes. Okay. I'm not watching that. That's too real. But you see, we watch things on TV that take us outside of the world, outside of our life that we're living, so that we can get away. When I watch that stupid soap opera, I forget about all of y'all. I forget about the real world and the awful stuff that's going on in the news. I forget about myself, and I just sit there and laugh at these stupid people. Okay? Now, I also like to watch sitcoms. Who likes to watch sitcoms? I'm hung up on the Friends sitcoms. I've watched every episode so many times till I can almost recite it to you. But I'm digressing a little too far. Let me reel us back in. James calls us to seek wisdom through God, through God's love, God's grace, God's mercy, God's presence. James says to face conflicts with God's grace and God's direction. If you need more peace in your life, then find a peaceful time to have a word with God, to read the text, read a scripture, read a psalm. And if you're trying to bear good fruit, what are the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. What we cannot do is allow Satan and the world to come between us and God. We must receive the knowledge of God and put it to use in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
We must draw near to God, the giver of wisdom, and God, the text says, will draw near to you. Do you know what that means? That means that when you say God, He's right there. Everybody put your hand up in front of your face. Hi, God. Hi, God. God's right there. That's how close He is to you. But there's another way to receive God, and that's the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you know that the Holy Spirit lives within us? Did you know that? There's an exercise that I like to do where you take a deep breath. So everybody take a deep breath with me. Blow it out. Now, the next time you take a deep breath, and I'm going to tell you to, I want you to breathe in and imagine the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, just coming right inside you when you breathe in. Ready? Let's take a deep breath of the Holy Spirit. Do you feel that peace? Do you feel that presence of the Holy Spirit within you? Guiding you and directing you and helping you. to live your life in a world that is a mel of a hess. Breathe out. You've been holding it all that time? Hey, I'm telling you, Lord, I didn't mean to suffocate them all. We have to lean on God. How do we attain godly wisdom? Through prayer, study of God's word. This week's reading discusses the nature of wisdom. Wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, flexible, merciful, impartial, and sincere. By contrast, earthly wisdom leans towards what? Bitterness, envy, selfish ambition, boastfulness, and insincerity. Conflicts and disputes emanate from internal struggle. James 4, 1 through 3 says, James's remedy is to submit to God and resist evil. James 4, 7. And then he gives us the assurance that we need. Draw near to God, and God will do what? He will draw near to you. My prayer for us this week is that we'll take stock of where we are. Where are we in our relationship with God? And where do we need to focus a little more on God, God's wisdom? Take stock of what's going on in your life. And life is full of difficulties, pain, sorrow, but it's also full of joy. But the ultimate joy is your relationship with God, because nothing else can take that place. So I pray that you will draw near to God, and He, I know, will draw near to you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Before we sing this hymn of invitation, Wilson, forgive me if I'm speaking out of turn, but God won't let me let this go. Y'all, we have a great praise today. Wilson is cancer free. Amen and amen. I just had to share that. It just kept laying on my heart, so I had to share it. Because a lot of times we pray for things and we may not know the results, but when you get good news like that, we want to share those good things among us. Let's stand together for our hymn of invitation, Nearer My God to Thee, number 528. And as we're singing, let the doors of the church be opened so that we can go to share God's love and amazing grace out into the world. And let the doors be open for anyone who would like to join our church by a profession of faith to come at the last stanza of this hymn. And we will welcome you with the right hand of service and love. Let's sing together, Nearer My God to Thee. Let's do verses 1, 2, and 3.